Now, in chapter 20, we come to another thing. You would think after all of this that the Lord would let up on David. But now a Benjamite leads a revolt against David, a man by the name of Sheba. And Joab put down the revolt. Joab also slew Amasa, who apparently should have put the revolt down, but didn't move at all. And so we're still in a very bloody era, and we're seeing that certainly trouble is not departed from the house of David. And I do not hear him whimpering or crying aloud at all at what has taken place at all. Now let me read, beginning at verse 1 of chapter 20. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse, every man to his tents, O Israel." Now this man, Sheba's attempting to lead a rebellion, you see. So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah clave unto their king from Jordan, even unto Jerusalem. Now, it's amazing how faithless and how undependable the people were. And you say, well, that was a crude day, and it was way back in the Dark Ages, and it was such a dawn of history, and man was not developed in that day, and he was not civilized. I'd like to ask you a question. Do you think it's any better today? Isn't it interesting that the president of this country or any public official can make some little statement, stump his tongue, by the way, and maybe say something that maybe shouldn't have said. But then they take a poll and find out that his popularity has been downgraded even enough that he couldn't even be elected to office next time. And that happens to any office holder, a public figure, whether he be a Democrat or Republican or whether he be something else. It just doesn't seem to matter. Why? Well, it shows how fickle the mob is and the crowd is. It shows how fickle all of us are. And you know, God knows that. And God knows our heart. The heart is desperately wicked. Who really can know it? Now, whose heart is he talking about? Stalin's heart? The heart of Ho Chi Minh? No, your heart and my heart. That's the one he's talking about. And these are the things that are in the human heart. Paul says, "I know that within my flesh dwelleth no good thing." Now all Israel goes after, that is the 10 tribes, go after this fellow Sheba. And David came to his house at Jerusalem. I'm reading at verse 3. And the king took the 10 women his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in ward and fed them, but went not in unto them, so they were shut up unto the day of their death, living in widowhood. These are the ones you remember that Absalom had taken. Now, Joab wants to put down this rebellion. Joab, also a brutal man, and he is a bloody man, and he was the captain of David, but he was loyal, and he was faithful to him, and to the very end. Then said the king to Amasa, "Sample me the man of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here present." So Amasa went to assemble the man of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he'd appointed him. And David said to Abishai, "Now shall Sheba the son of Bichri do us more harm than did Absalom? Take thou thy lord's servant, pursue after him, lest he get him fence cities and escape us." In other words, this man, Amasa's not moving. And what happened was just simply this, that we find Joab goes after him. And I tell you, he slew him because of the fact that he was a traitor to David. And it was obvious that that is what it was. So Joab then takes out after Sheba and puts down this revolt. My poor David, he doesn't have a moment of peace, you see. But he's not crying aloud. He's not whimpering at all. He knows that the Lord has taken him to the woodshed. Don't tell me David got by with sin, friend. He didn't get by, but he did love God. And underneath the faith that failed was a faith that never failed. That's David, God's man, the man after God's own heart.